This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Toby Keith on a Wednesday afternoon. Story here from NBC News. For the third week in a row, Taylor Swift has been the focus of a football podcast. Before the start of the NFL season kicks off on Thursday, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce took time to discuss his now fiance on New Heights, the podcast he does with his brother Jason. Quoting here from Travis on today's episode, it's been really fun telling everybody who I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with. In what Jason Kelce called the Instagram post heard round the world.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the couple announced their 2-year love story had culminated in an engagement on August 26th. Quoting here from Travis, I still get giddy. Exciting times. It's still fresh.
Love it.
I do too.
Me too.
Now I'm confused why that's a headline. It would be more of a headline if he wasn't giddy.
No, because I think it's the first time they've sat down to kind of talk since the whole thing exploded.
How do you feel about it, Will?
I'm very happy for them. But if I hear it referred to or compared to a royal wedding one more time.
Well, we don't get one of those here. We don't ever have one of those
here. We don't want one here.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
It is a royal wedding.
You really think so?
Oh, yeah. It's
as big as we're going to get.
At least for Chiefs Kingdom and Taylor Swift fans. Now, if you're not a Chiefs fan or a Taylor Swift fan, it's the worst possible thing that's ever happened to you.
Are we still dodging limes this afternoon?
No. If you heard, you were too busy looking at birds, Busby said the hail threat, the lime-sized hail threat, is much more to the south now than it is for Kansas City.
If you guys missed it earlier, we, you know, growing up and honing our craft in this business, Scott, we used to always refer to hail as marble-sized or pea-sized.
It was usually,
every once in a while, you'd get the rare ping pong ball or golf ball, very rarely baseball. Mm-hmm. The Kansas City Star today posted a warning that some people in our area could experience lime.
Very specific.
Not avocado.
Very specific fruit.
Not plum.
Mm-mm.
We've moved on to hand fruit.
Well, we had, but it looks like that threat is more to the south now. So if there are any limes falling out of the sky, it'll be to the south. Okay. A shipment of fake Labubu dolls that would be worth more than $500,000 if the items were genuine was intercepted last week at Seattle's airport. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers assigned to inspect air cargo at Seattle-Tacoma International seized 11,134 dolls.
Okay.
With a suggested retail price value of $513,000. The dolls were seized on August 26th, the same day that Taylor and Travis announced their engagement.
I'm sure if you're in law enforcement, this was your Super Bowl. This was what you have. It's why you went to the academy,
mm-hmm.
really.
Mm-hmm. To intercept fake Labubu dolls?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hot market right now.
When did these things become a thing?
The dumbest thing I have ever seen or heard in my entire life, and I grew up with Cabbage Patch Dolls.
A safety
also dumb.
Hazard.
They're a safety hazard?
The fake ones, yeah. There was a story about it, I think, a week and a half ago. Ooh. Where they said that the fake ones, the plastic faces, are known to pop off and become a choking hazard for children.
Okay.
And to answer your question on when they became a thing, I first heard about them about 2 months ago. And it was from somebody who said that they had been dealing with them for a couple of months already at that point, because their boss at their job was so obsessed with them, they had to implement them into their work.
It's
daily.
Easy for us to roll our eyes, and I do, because I do think it's stupid. But when you look back at some of the toys that were popular when we were growing up, you can't explain it. Like
cabbage patch dolls
born in a cabbage patch that have their butt signed by the founder.
And there was a signature on their butts?
Xavier Roberts.
Do I look like somebody?
I'm just telling you, like, as much as I want to make fun of this, when you look at some of the toys we had growing up, we had some head scratchers.
But what did you spend on your Cabbage Patch doll?
Well, I bought diapers, Sam. We bought diapers for those dolls, and I'm not even mildly kidding.
How many did you have?
I started with one, and then my family grew. Scott, why do you ask?
I'm just curious, and how to what level did the family grow?
Well, I had Stacey Aprilette. And then I had Preston Edwards, and then I had Marlon Freddy.
Now, were these the names that the company gave them, or are these names that you gave
those
your
Cabbage Patch
Dolls?
Those were the names that the company – it came with a birth certificate. The babies did.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I had a little satchel, if you will, that I carried them in.
A handbag.
Yes. I had clothing for them. I mean,
did you change them?
We did. I love that new diaper smell. Preemie diaper sales went through the roof during that whole Cabbage Patch craze.
And
because
people
would go out and buy diapers for those dolls.
Your family was not made of money at the time.
No, I got one. I think my parents saved up and saved up and saved up. And I think my dad shoved down a little old lady at North Topeka Kmart to get to that thing. I mean, do you remember at Christmas
blue
time?
Blue light special?
People were, no, they never blue light special Mm-mm. Cabbage Patch dolls. Mm-mm. You had to know when they were coming in. You had to get in line.
And how did one know when it was time to change your Cabbage Patch doll's diaper?
I don't know, Scott. I don't. We care. We
took
those
dolls. Did they fake soil themselves?
Everywhere.
Great point from the text line. And I wasn't alive at the time, so maybe this is true, and I don't know. Adults weren't obsessed with Cabbage Patch dolls.
Great.
Like Labubus.
Point.
Adults are obsessed. There are so many adults obsessed with Labubus, as I just mentioned. I have a friend who has to implement them into her work because her boss is so obsessed with them.
Yeah, I'd be finding a new job.
She goes to work, and on every desk, there's a Labubu.
Well, if they're so valuable, why are people leaving them laying around? How much are they? If you just found one, not on the secondary market, how much are they just to go buy?
I think like $60.
$60?
But they do that limited release thing, right? So, you know, we're going to release 50 of this color. Well, if you want that hyper-rare color, you're going to have to pay.
At least with American Girl dolls, which was much later, and my daughters enjoyed those, there was some historic fact about the doll. You know, some of them were from certain eras of American history. There was some redeemable something about it in a way that you couldn't really say with Cabbage Patch dolls or whatever these things are.
You know, I'm actually lucky that neither one of my daughters got into this I've got to have this certain toy craze or doll craze. Well, what's the doll at the mall that you make yourself?
Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear. Thank you.
I had a Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. Amaya kind of mildly got into Build-A-Bears. She made like two.
They're expensive.
I don't even remember my Build-A-Bear's name.
By the way, there is a name for fake Labubus.
Lafufus?
They're called Lafufus.
Oh, my gosh.
That is correct, Sam.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. They are called Lafufus. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The characters, by the way, from Labubu and the story are the brainchild of Hong Kong artist and author Kay Sing Long. They came out in 2019, apparently.
Ooh, you can get a blind box for like $20. So that's like a mystery box. You don't know what color Labubu you're getting.
But you do get one inside of it?
You do get a Labubu.
Remember, Scott, people, and to this day, my mom will say, you know, I've got that storage unit and I've got some Beanie Babies in there. And I think one of those might be worth something. No, they're not. The tags are not on them. Your grandkids all slobbered all over them. Nothing
if
is
you, if you
new
use,
in the box.
If you use a toy,
yeah,
it is of no value.
Correct.
I have a handful of Star Wars action figures left. Some of them are in great condition. They're worth almost nothing.
Remember Lincoln Logs?
Yes, of course.
God, I love Lincoln Logs.
Yes, I do. And Legos, for those of you who think Legos have great value, they have great value if they're still sealed in a box. If you built a warship out of it,
yeah,
it's not worth much.
Which, by the way, those new Lego sets are insane. Yeah.
I am so bad at putting things together. That you know that thing that you buy to put your silverware in? You open your drawer,
yes,
and there's four slots.
Actually, there should be at least five or six.
And then there's one that goes this way.
That's for the big spoons.
That you put, well, and that I put my like can opener in that one. Last night, as God is my witness, God.
Wait, what?
Wait.
I go to put
the
dishes. Oh, we're going
to
talk about this.
Kitchen must be a mess.
It's sort of bamboo-ish. It's wooden. I go to put the dishes away, and I'm sorting it out. I like the forks right here. I put the knives on the left. I assume you do.
Knives.
Spoons go on the right.
Where you? Okay, so mine goes large forks, small forks, large spoons, little spoons, knives on the right.
What are you having high tea on Sunday? Why do you have so many spoons?
I have never once seen a silverware organizer that has the knives on the left.
They always go on the right.
All of my knives are on the left.
No, you put them in the order that you would put them on the table.
That is true.
Oh, I never thought about it that way.
And then you put the accessories up in that bigger box one up top.
Forks always go to the left.
Oh, God.
Knives and spoons always go on the right side of the plate.
My whole life's been a lie. I go to put the silverware away. And one of the little bamboo slots, because, you know, they've got the plastic ones that are just pre-molded with mm-hmm. the slots. Mm-hmm. This is one of those bamboo ones you got at Target for like $15.
You had to put it together?
One of the slots comes out. Then another one, and now I just have a square box with a bunch of crap thrown in it. I can't figure out how to get the slots back in the silverware slot.
I'll tell you how. You go back to Target and get a new one.
Why would it be collapsible?
Here's what I don't understand.
You shouldn't need to undivide a divider.
So you keep your can opener in the same drawer as your silverware?
Yeah, it's right here, because that's what we use the most, and the wine opener. Can opener, wine opener go here.
I am more than happy to come over and fix it. My show-up fee is $150.
Amen.
I just said to him last night, he walked in and I go, you're not even going to believe what I just broke. I broke the silverware, or what do you even call that thing?
I'll fix it for free, but organizing is going to be an additional cost.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to come over and organize.
Would
but
they
I,
make
I cost.
One of those? That not collapses, but do you know what I'm saying? Where the slots come out?
It's customizable, so you can move it to different portions.
No, it's not, Sam. Right, they're all the same. They're all the same width. I'm going to take a picture of it. I'll send it to you. You're not going to believe it.
All right.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of. Right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
There are people who write books and articles about how to separate your cutlery drawer, and those people are not friends of mine.
Okay.
Sam?
The things that interest you and...
What do you care to share, Sam?
I have a sword to fall on, sure. I went away from the cutlery drawer 2.5 years ago.
What are you,
you just
savage?
Throw a bunch of stuff in the...
I'll never go back. We got a... It's actually super nice. It's a little wooden... I don't know what to call it. Box. It's open on the top.
Piece of crap.
It has three different sections.
Okay.
And then one long section. And so we put... It sits on our counter. Silverware is right there, ready to grab. We go through it fast enough that it never gets dusty or dirty. So we do knives and then the two different sizes of forks and then two different sizes of spoons all mixed in together. And then in the long slot, we put our chopsticks and straws and other stuff.
Do you put the knives blade down or blade up?
Blade up.
Blade up?
No, they're butter knives.
Oh, all right.
Keep the steak knives in the knife holder.
Okay. All right.
But I will say that text line was lighting us up for mentioning that knives go on the right. I did Google way too many different cutlery organizers, like probably 100 that I looked at over the break. And only two of them had the knives on the left.
They go on the right. Knives go on the right. Forks to the left. A new survey is out of which natural disasters Americans fear the most.
Well, it's got to be tornado.
Tornado is number one.
It has to be. Because with a hurricane, as awful as that is, you have like 5 days.
But it does say in this story, and this is true, almost two-thirds of Midwesterners, that's us, 62%, don't even bat an eye when faced with a tornado warning. But that confidence wanes in the Midwest when you think about wildfires or mudslides. All right, so here it is. The natural disaster Americans fear the least is a mudslide.
It's a type of ice cream.
And I'll go in,
drink.
I'll go in ascending order from the bottom to the top.
Okay.
Mudslide, blizzard, heat wave, flash flood, wildfire. Now here we go into the top four.
Ooh.
Number four, hurricane. Number three, earthquake.
Okay.
Number two, tsunami. And number one, tornado.
Flash flood should be way higher. That kills more people than all of those things combined, yep. Don't they?
My guess, probably so, yeah. I don't know. Go ahead.
Couple of really quick updates. We're talking about severe weather. We now have a severe thunderstorm watch for Bates and Cass County,
okay,
in Missouri until 11 p.m. In Kansas, Anderson, Franklin, Lynn, and Miami until 11 p.m. We also just had Irish Fest over the weekend, and there has been a judgment in the Sean Brady killing.
Yeah, I just saw that.
The teenager accused in the fatal shooting of Kansas City restaurant owner Sean Brady admitted guilt on Thursday, pleading guilty in the family court division. Voluntary manslaughter, a Class B felony. He was adjudicated within the juvenile justice system, bringing the case to a close.
Has that person ever been identified, or was it?
Nope. A judge ruled that they need to be charged as a juvenile. Therefore, he was not publicly identified.
Which means he'll be free when he's 21.
That is correct.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He has remained behind bars since his arrest. There was another juvenile that was arrested alongside of him who was since released. The report there was that they thought they got it wrong. He was not involved in it initially. But we do, just days after the Brady brunch to honor the death, yeah, of Sean Brady, we have resolve in that case.
Huh.
God bless his family.
Yeah, no kidding.
They also released a book of Sean Brady's recipes. If you want to check that out, the proceeds go to his kids.
Okay.
Good. Good. Florida is working to phase out all childhood vaccine mandates in the state.
Oh, God.
Making it the first in the nation to do so. Vaccines protecting against once common, sometimes deadly, childhood diseases like polio and measles have long been required for children at schools across the United States. However, Governor Ron DeSantis today announcing the creation of a state-level Make America Healthy Again Commission.
Okay.
LaDapo, who that's the Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph LaDapo, who has frequently clashed with the medical establishment, cast current vaccine requirements in schools and elsewhere as an immoral intrusion on people's rights bordering on slavery.
Oh, good God, get a grip. Can I ask a question, truly?
Yes.
If polio comes back, is there a way just to keep it in Florida?
Yes, if everybody else in other states gets vaccinated, yes.
My God, we are so dumb.
LaDapo, who happens to be black, Dr. LaDapo, says, quote, they don't have the right to tell you what to put in your body. Take it away from them, referring to the state's health department. So Florida is on the verge. It looks like it's going to go through of no longer requiring vaccines, childhood vaccines.
Now, I think most schools. Responsible parents understand that you don't want your child to come down with a horrifying disease that was eradicated prior. We don't want smallpox in the house, right?
Or measles.
I think most people, most understand that.
Most sane people understand
Correct.
That. Correct. Yes.
So then what's wrong with letting them choose?
Because I worry that we are at a tipping point with the amount of dumb people. I really do.
Because
and the child can't choose.
And that was going to be the point I was just about to make. The child cannot make that decision.
I also wonder, Scott, if there will be pediatricians in Florida who will say, do not bring your child here. Because as a parent, let's say I have a six-month-old. I take that six-month-old in for a well check. I would like to assume everyone around me is following the rules, right?
Yeah. But
are there going to be like unvaccinated only pediatrician clinics now in Florida?
I don't know the answer to that, but to Sam's point though, and there are people who say, well, you know, what business is it of yours? If your child is vaccinated, isn't it all but guaranteed that they're not going to get it? So if I'm in a pediatrician's office and my child is vaccinated, and in comes some kid with measles, my kid is highly unlikely to get measles. It's not a guarantee with any vaccine. I mean, you can get a flu vaccine and still end up getting the flu. They're not 100%. People would get the COVID vaccine and still sometimes end up with COVID.
The polio epidemic peak, by the way, in the United States, if you're curious, was in 1952 with approximately 21,000 paralytic cases.
What is that? What's the word
paralytic? Meaning the children were lost the ability to walk.
Okay.
Remember, we had these polio units, Scott,
sure.
Where children were sent and put on the lung machines. And
Wasn't it polio that Franklin Roosevelt had?
Yes.
And it rendered him almost completely incapable of walking.
Patients with severe paralysis sometimes required iron lungs to help them breathe.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. The Hollywood woman known as the Ketamine Queen has pleaded guilty to five federal criminal charges, including the fact that she supplied the drugs that caused the death of Friends actor Matthew Perry in 2023. Her name is Jasveen Sangha. She pleaded guilty to three counts of distribution of ketamine, one count of distribution of ketamine resulting in death. We'll see. What does she face?
Ketamine Queen has a much better ring to it.
Yeah. Faces a maximum sentence of 65 years in prison.
Good.
And a $2.5 million restitution. Her sentencing is not until December 10th.
Okay. Here's how to increase your odds of winning tonight's $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot, according to mathematicians.
Buy a ticket?
Yeah.
So the odds are not in your favor when it comes to winning the Powerball's staggering $1.3 billion jackpot on Wednesday night. But there are a few things you can do to tip the scales ever so slightly in your favor. The odds are 1 in 292.2 million.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Abandoning superstition and embracing cold, hard statistics can help improve your chances. When it comes to playing the lottery, people often rely on their lucky numbers, like family birthdays, to fill out their tickets. Mathematicians, however, are quick to point out there is no such thing as, quote, lucky numbers in a random drawing. And relying on the same set of digits not only hurts your chances, but also increases your odds of sharing the jackpot if you do manage to win. It is better to pick your numbers or have random numbers chosen for you. Just do it randomly is what they're saying. The odds of you winning are the same, but the odds if you win of not having to share the winnings are much better if you have entirely random numbers.
I've always heard the argument that the quick pick in some way lowers your odds by a fraction of a fraction of a fraction because of the way that it spaces out the numbers, which never made any sense to me because we've seen winning numbers where it was like 14, 18 were side by side, right?
Okay.
So why would that make a difference? I don't know. Explain
this to me. Buying 1 million tickets. So the Powerball is 1 billion. Mm-hmm. Buying 1 million tickets at a cost of 2 million leaves you at less than a 1 in 292 chance of winning. I'm going to say that again.
Correct.
Buying 1 million tickets at a cost of 2 million still leaves you at less than a 1 in 292 chance of winning.
Yes, because
it's, but if you were a bajillionaire, wouldn't you just buy $2 million worth of tickets?
But you still only have a 1 in 292 chance of winning.
That's
at
that
point.
Pretty good odds.
Well, there's really? Much better odds in real estate investment.
The odds of winning, listen, I love this math. The odds of winning the lottery with a single ticket is like two people trying to pick out the same second over the last 9.2 years. I mean, that's so fun. I'm going to say this again.
Oh, that's interesting.
The odds of winning the lottery with a single ticket is the same as two different people trying to pick out the exact same second in the last 9.2 years.
Which is borderline impossible.
The mathematician says, if I pick 1 second in the last 9.2 years, having 100 guesses helps, but it's still very unlikely.
Correct. Can you imagine being behind the guy in line at Quick Trip who is buying 1 million lottery tickets?
Oh, you would have to do that through a courier. But I get your point.
Yeah, I'd like a 1 million lottery I'll just come back.
Does anyone ever pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
God, I hope not.
Boy, that would be really dumb.
Why?
I guess those numbers have the same odds as any other numbers coming up.
She's right. It would be the same as picking 1, 5, 9, 10. 28? Yeah.
I'm going to go buy a ticket as soon as we get out of here.
You're going to buy one ticket?
Can't win if you don't play.
I probably am going to cave and buy a ticket.
I am not going to cave and buy a ticket.
Yes, you have to.
No, I'm not.
It'll be fun. We'll reveal whether we won together tomorrow on the show.
The answer is we didn't.
You don't know that.
If I win, you won't see me. There won't be a ticket to compare. Coming to work?
I'll be at my missile silo in Lincoln, Kansas.
You know where to find Sam. Hello, hello.
From CBS News, Americans are expected to rein in spending this holiday season by the biggest amount since the pandemic as they continue to face pressure from high prices. This is according to a new survey released by the accounting firm PwC earlier today, which predicts Americans this year will reduce holiday spending to $1,552 a person on average, which is less, 5% less, than it was in 2024. That includes spending on gifts, travel, food, and entertainment. There is not a chance in hell that I spend $1,552 on Christmas. No, now, you're different. You have four kids.
$1,552.
Yeah. There's no way. I have a budget for Sarah. I have a budget for Maya. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it ain't $1,500.
Does it take 30 seconds for them to open their presents or a minute and a half?
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just asking. Are you like a multiple at a smaller price.
She's saying you're not munificent.
Or one big thing.
Is that one of our words?
It is.
We all make those trade-offs with the kids. Like, you're not going to have as much under the tree this year because I got you a big thing.
So as they've become adults,
yeah.
I'll ask them, what's one big gift that you would want for Christmas? And Maya will give me like a list of clothes usually.
Yeah.
And then what as they've gotten older, I've gone more towards cash. I just give them money. And you can either go buy something you want or you can, you know, save it, do whatever you want with it. You know, because I don't want to be the guy, you know, Sarah's what, 24 years old now, and I don't know what she wants. And I don't want to go store to store looking for something that she's gonna go, oh, that sucks.
My favorite thing is giving the kids money to help them buy things for each other. The younger ones especially that are still in school. Because I love watching them. They get so excited. And they put thought into it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not, nothing wrong with running to Target the night before, but they don't do that. They really put thought into it.
Good.
And that's one of my, we probably started doing that, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. I absolutely love it.
But I'm just going through the numbers in my mind. I probably spend on Christmas gifts a little over $1,000, maybe $1,100.
Now, are they just talking gifts, or is that also including food and festivities?
It did say travel, food, and entertainment.
Okay. I joked last year with Mary Beth's mom about the Christmas gift conversation when you hit your mid to late 20s. And I was making a joke about how we don't want anything but cash. And then,
but that's the truth.
Mary Beth was like, well, we need to get her a list. So we sent her a list. Guess what we got for Christmas?
Did you just say on the list, cash?
Cash.
There are other ways to word it. You could say cash, money,
no,
Venmo,
bills, Benjamins. We made a list. We came Benjamins. Up with things that we wanted, and she clung to my joke and gave us cash.
Good. And that's what you wanted, isn't it?
That is exactly what we wanted, yes.
I mean,
But for half a second, I was like, man, now I feel like a jerk. Like, it was a joke at the time, but it's also real. Does that make me a jerk? Did I kill the spirit of Christmas?
Yes.
My mom.
We commercialized that thing so many years ago. Let's just call it what it is.
My mom, God bless her, went out and bought me like sweatpants and sweatshirts. And I'm very particular. I know you can't tell.
No, I would not use those words to describe your wardrobe.
That's why there's so much variety in it. Different outfit every day.
And God bless her. I was like, Mom, thanks. This is perfect. These are the perfect pair of blue sweatpants. Cotton.
They can breathe. I can move.
This is going to be very warm on a cold Kansas City day.
In bed, jogging.
So I took almost everything she gave me back, and I bought these very nice tennis shoes. Mm-hmm. They're Brooks. They're very comfortable. And I bought those.
You took everything your mother got you back?
And I bought these really nice tennis shoes.
See, what's worse, making a joke about cash and then getting cash?
Right.
Or what you did?
What he did.
Yeah.
That's worse?
I think that's worse.
Do you include a gift receipt in all of your stuffs just in case? Are you one of those families like, and there's a gift receipt in there if you'd like a different size or color?
My mom leaves the receipt in the bag.
Okay.
Okay.
You know exactly what's going on.
Now, for me, when I give a gift, I'll keep the receipt at my house. If you don't like it, just let me know. No harm, no foul.
No!
Then I'll give you the receipt.
Then you have to have the awkward conversation. Dad, could I please have that receipt for that gift that you chose for me from your heart?
Right.
That isn't quite
what I wanted. But let me answer me this though. Would it be worse if I kept those cotton blue
and never wore them
with the sweatpants that tighten at the ankle and it just sat in my closet?
My mom had the
cinched ankle and everything. And God love her, you know, she's a great lady, but it was just not a gift I needed nor wanted. And left them just sitting there in the closet for eternity, or go out and get a pair of shoes that I'm going to wear on a daily basis.
From the text line, I just pay 3 months of my son's rent.
Wow, that's a lot.
Adopt me.
Adopt me.
That's 913-586.
Mommy.
7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What you heard right there was the power of audio. And audio is what we do at Odyssey.
That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to?
We produced that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists?
That's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music?
We ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Story here from the USA Today. A pristine evergreen lawn has long been the dream of American suburban homeowners, but in recent years, a new ideal has begun to sprout in yards across the country. Some people call it rewilding. It says it cuts down on water bills, reduces flooding, restores habitats, supports helpful bugs. Others see the lawns as messy, weedy, and even illegal. The issue is coming to a head this summer in a suburb outside of New York City where one science teacher is defending her family's native plants against an onslaught of criticism from city officials as she awaits her first ever court appearance today. It basically, think about it. It's tall weeds. If you walk in any park, and they can be pretty, like in the park near my home. When I walk on the trails, it's all natural, weedy grasses. And it looks kind of pretty. I would not want that in my neighbor's yard.
Every plant is either a flower or a native grass until you decide it is a weed.
Yeah, sunflowers are beautiful, but any plant person will tell you, theoretically, they are weeds.
We had a neighbor when I was growing up who their entire lawn was overgrown and there were constant comments about how horrible it looked. Mm-hmm. And I joked. I was in those comments. Why can't they just have normal grass? And now as a homeowner, it is so bad for the ecosystem to have that grass with nothing natural or native in it. People complain all the time in suburbs, I haven't seen a lightning bug in years. I have like hundreds a night because of our native grasses.
Are you saying your lawn is filled with weeds?
Some would look at some portions of my lawn. I've mentioned before we have 11 garden beds. Some would look at some of those and say, wow, that's just overgrown weeds. And quite frankly,
because
when we
are.
First moved in, we had the same thought until they started blooming. And they're beautiful.
Some might say is code for they are.
Yeah. Sam.
It's all good.
When we have the housewarming,
bring him some Roundup.
You better not.
I'll be out in the yard.
You better not.
A little gift from Ryan Lawn and Tree.
Mm-mm. No, sir.
but if you see, I saw that this was the story I added to the stack. Her yard, you saw the story, did you not, Sam?
The picture, I didn't look at it, no.
You didn't see the picture that was attached? I understand what this science teacher is trying to get at.
Yeah.
But it looks a mess.
Could raccoons, possums, and rodents
absolutely
just thrive?
And you wouldn't even know they were there.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
even
know they were there.
What's the biggest epidemic we have right now? Dying honeybees. What do honeybees like? native plants.
Flowers.
Well, they like flowers.
You can plant flowers.
Now, that, see, I understand that we've got a honeybee problem going on, but I have a bunch of flowery little plants in my landscaping all around the yard, and I have a bee problem in my yard.
Yeah.
They're everywhere, and that's a good thing. I get it.
We're literally growing old in real time. Right in front of everybody.
We are a walking Dr. Rick
Go
commercial.
Home and talk to my birds.
We had a cutlery argument today.
Now we're talking about honeybees.
All full of time.
And the flowers in my landscaping.
Go to Hy-Vee and get some Metamucil.
We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good, please, to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.